Exclusive, XDNI John Ratcliffe slams two-tier justice system. They need to protect Hunter Biden to protect Joe. By Christina Wong on July 9, 2023. Former Director of National Intelligence, DNI, John Ratcliffe in an exclusive interview with SiriusXM's Breitbart News Saturday slammed the Justice Department's light-handed treatment of Hunter Biden versus former President Donald Trump, suggesting it was to protect President Joe Biden. When we talk about why the Justice Department and the FBI are doing these crazy gymnastics to protect Hunter Biden, they need to protect Hunter Biden to protect Joe Biden, Ratcliffe told host Breitbart News Washington Bureau Chief Matthew Boyle. Because I think if Hunter, the saying goes, a crack addict would sell out their mother to save themselves, and in this case, it would be his father. And I think that that's a part of what we're seeing here, he said. Ratcliffe said it was not just Hunter Biden who was receiving money from shady foreign business partners. It's not just the president's son, it's the president's brother. It's the president's daughter-in-law, it's the president's grandchildren. Somewhere between $10 million and $40 million from entities in different foreign jurisdictions, too, include the CCP. These foreign transactions for which the Biden family has provided no products and no services, he said. Ratcliffe noted that it took 5 years for the Justice Department to investigate Hunter Biden, only returning two misdemeanors and a diversion on a gun violation, while it took the Justice Department only 7 months to charge Trump over his handling of alleged classified documents. At the very same time, the very same Justice Department takes 7 months to charge former President Trump, the president's primary political opponent, with crimes that would put him away for 400 years. You line that up side by side, and it just sort of underscores the reality of what we're talking about, he said. Ratcliffe said according to statistics gathered by Right on Crime, the Biden Justice Department has charged 4,000 users in possession, or people using a controlled substance possessing a firearm illegally, and only once has it recommended pretrial diversion. Related video, no. Biden snaps at reporter asking about involvement with Hunter's shakedown text. Guess who that is? That's Hunter Biden, Ratcliffe said. He also said the DOJ in its entire history has offered pretrial diversion in less than 1% of 189,000 cases for restricted persons in possession, which includes users of a controlled substance, felons in possession, and illegal aliens. But, he said, I think the more staggering statistic is only 1 out of 4,000 times. Has this very same Justice Department shown this type of leniency in its for the president's son? He contrasted that leniency with the fervor with which the DOJ pursued Trump for Russian collusion despite receiving intelligence that it was a smear by Hillary Clinton to hurt him during the 2016 election. When I was in Congress, when we were asking questions about potential FISA abuse and spying on the Trump campaign, we were all told that was a bunch of nonsense. It was ridiculous, we were conspiracy theorists. But when I became DNI and had access to our very best intelligence, one of the first things I said was, well, I want to see everything we have on Russian collusion, he said. I learned that we didn't have any intelligence on Russian collusion, because there wasn't any. What we had was intelligence, that the Hillary Clinton campaign created the Russia collusion hoax, what John Durham called the Clinton intelligence plan, he added. There's been so much talk about this perception of a two-tier system of justice, but it's not a perception. It's a reality, he said. Breitbart News Saturday airs on SiriusXM Patriot 125 from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern. Follow Breitbart News's Christina Wong on Twitter, Truth Social, or on Facebook.